Welcome to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. The discussions and topics covered in this podcast are based on my personal experiences, research, and opinions only, and should not be considered as a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Breaking Through Darkness is meant for informational and awareness purposes only. I am not a licensed therapist or a mental health professional. If you're struggling right now, you're not alone. I encourage you to seek the advice of a qualified mental health professional or licensed therapist. Please check out our website at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of resources.
What is Breaking Through Darkness? Well, it started out as a book. It's taken about 2 years to formalize and took a lot of shapes and forms during a period of my recovery and healing from mental disease and from understanding bipolar disorder. It's been a hard road. It's been a difficult road. It's been a road of a lot of starts and stops and thinking that the book would never see the light of day. And really the initial intent was writing just for my healing. Sometimes at night, I still get up and in the middle of the night, I'm able to write and I'm able to think through things and understand things that I couldn't through the chaos of the day. And for me, at least, it's been an avenue to really forward the book, Breaking Through Darkness, which I really hope brings hope to people. I wanted it to be inexpensive. I wanted it to be easy. It's in a format that the ebook's available, and today the paperback was made available. But I want it to be something that didn't cost a lot of money, that didn't, you know, get into politics or anything else. It just basically told a story of the last few years of my life and my traumas actually, and dealing with, you know, my mental health and how I had to pick myself up and do the work and get to the place that I am today. But I will tell you that the place that I am today is so much different than the place I was just 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I thought that my life was over. I thought I was a failure. I thought I had no hope. I thought I had God. I thought that God had thrown me away, that he had given up on me. But when I was admitted to the Meadows Behavioral Health in Wickenburg, Arizona, unbelievable love and care from family, I really realized that I wasn't alone. People came and went, and some people had graduated the program, and some just left because it didn't fit their needs, or that's what they thought at the time. But I stayed for 45 days, and there were a lot of times over the first 2 weeks that I wanted to leave. And my wife was strong. She was capable of being firm with me and saying no in our once a day talks that we were allowed to have. And what I didn't realize was the real trauma and struggle that she was dealing with all on her own. I've grown so much over the last couple of years in just understanding what mental health is, what it is not, how to deal with mental disease, how to manage it effectively through the Breaking Through Darkness book, and then through the website that developed from that to really help put the book out there. It's now turned into blogs and podcasts that I hope a number of you get the opportunity to go through and really pick out some of the things that are phenomenal, I think, in this website. And does it mean that I was, you know, joyful through the last couple of years? Absolutely not. There were lots of ups, lots of downs. I went through at least 5 depressive phases over this time with bipolar disorder, and I really struggled. But I also had hope much beyond before I went into the Meadows. I had tools now that I didn't have then. I had capabilities now that I didn't have then. I was able to give myself positive affirmations where all my mind was telling me was negative things about me, which, by the way, were never true. And they never are true for any of you listening to this. But my life now has become so full and exciting. I get to meet seniors that are moving towards the end of their life and give them opportunity just to listen to them and their stories and the things that excited them and, you know, what scares them now. I get to listen to young people and the hopelessness that they have in the world around them and helping them to understand that there's a lot of hope that they can drive no matter what their situation is around them. I get to talk to people my age that have been hopeless for a long time and have thought about suicide either through ideations or attempts. But the book tells my story, and it also tells the story in some ways of many of you who are listening to this. It's unfiltered. It's very accurate to detail. It doesn't sugarcoat things. It's very specific at times. There's a chapter that my wife wrote that I personally believe is one of the most powerful, impactful chapters that has ever been written on trauma and dealing with trauma from a loved one. I'm excited by the future. I'm excited to walk my daughter down the aisle in a few months. I'm excited to watch her finish her residency as a chief resident. I'm excited to see my son move halfway across the country to Oregon, to a place that he and his wife have always wanted to go, that's closer to my daughter-in-law's family and also closer to us than they are right now. So there's a lot of things that are looking up. But even if those things weren't looking up, the thing that changed the most for me during my stay at the Meadows was 2 weeks in, when I either heard audibly or thought in my mind that Jesus was telling me, I have never left you. I have never forsaken you. And to be honest with you, that changed my whole outlook on life. It took me from a place of being thrown away by God to being in a place that I realized that when I couldn't walk, Jesus carried me. When I wasn't able to think straight, Jesus helped me move forward. Jesus gave me friends around me that helped me tremendously through difficult times. He gave me what I'll call an army of angels. You know, the 60 plus people that were at the Meadows when I was there, who I believe firmly are a huge reason for my ability at the end of 45 days versus my ability at the beginning of 45 days. And these were men and women from all steps of life. CEOs, accountants, attorneys, therapists, doctors, teachers, artists, you name it, they came from all parts of the country, a few other countries, to share time at the Meadows. We were all dealing with trauma. We were all dealing with issues, but we were also all healing together and helping each other heal. And in my mind, that's one of the most unique things that places like the Meadows offers. The ability to have a team of professionals that are psychiatrists, counselors, therapists, that come alongside and all work together every day to build the best approaches for every individual patient. And to me, that was phenomenal. But really what was more, even more phenomenal was none of us that were at the Meadows or either one up or one down. And I think that's probably the first time in my life that I have been not one up, not one down with anyone around me. We were all struggling. We all had issues. We all needed help in one way, shape, or form. And we were invested in not only helping ourselves, but helping the other people around us. And over the last couple of years, these people that I helped develop with have all become tremendous friends. You know, we still connect in one way, shape, or form, whether it's emails, texts, you know, WhatsApp, chat groups. We make the time to talk with each other, to celebrate accomplishments, to comfort in difficulties, and just to be an ear to listen when somebody's struggling. We never have all the answers, but we come with a humility that we've been there and we understand what our friends are going through. So I hope in this podcast that you understand that Breaking Through Darkness started out as a thought in my mind just to help myself get out some of the things that I was thinking. And it slowly developed and changed and modified and worked its way into a book that was published on May 6th. I'm very proud of that book. I have never written a book before. I've never been a journaler, but it tells the story of mental health and what a team of professionals and a team of an army of angels helped me develop over the 45 days at the Meadows and then beyond over the last 2 years. I am more grateful to people now than ever before, where before I went into the Meadows, I was doubting other people's reasoning for, you know, wanting to connect with me and always questioning why they would even have any interest in me. And the reality was the only reason they wanted to is because they valued my friendship. But my mind had taken me to a place that, you know, I couldn't believe that in and of myself. So I hope that you get out of the website, of the book, of these podcasts, out of the blogs, what you can use to really help you, and feel comfortable leaving the rest. If it's not something that you can connect with right away, that's okay. You know, it might be a year from now or a month from now or 5 years from now that you can connect with that and you'll know where to come to read it again or hear it again. My life is so full today compared to what it was when all my focus was on myself and my depression, my anxiety, and my fear. Breaking Through Darkness is my story, but it's also the story of millions and millions of people who have dealt with trauma in one way, shape, or form. I hope this becomes an avenue of healing for many of those millions. I'm excited by what's developed so far. I'm excited by what's to come. And I'm excited by hearing from you. So please leave a communication, a comment. If you want to share a blog, we'll look at it. We'll review it. If it fits within the perspective of what we think and we have your approval, we'll post it. If it's not quite what the intent is, I will communicate with you and I will let you know what other resources might be out there that will publish what you spent the time to write. I'm so grateful that you spent the time listening to this, and I'm so grateful that there is a God who loves me. I have a peace now for the first time in my life, but that's taken a lot of work. In the book, I say often, do the work. There is no panacea, there's no silver bullet, there's no special pill that you can take that's going to take your trauma away. Even healing won't take your trauma away. The scars will always be there, but they'll bother you less over the years, and you'll be excited by looking for opportunities to help others in areas that you have struggled with. Thanks for listening to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. Be sure to tune in regularly for new episodes and blogs each week. If you're facing struggles, you're not alone. Please reach out. I would love to hear your story. It's important to note that I am not a licensed therapist. However, there are numerous professionals in your area ready to assist you. Visit our website's resource page at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of valuable connections. Always remember, you are worthy, you are resilient, you are awesome, you were created for extraordinary things. Find your purpose and shine bright in this world.